This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network. It was a big six-run bottom of the second last night that propelled the Twins to the victory in the series opener, and it all started with a two-out walk. Chris gets more on that moment from manager Rocco Baldelli. Their pregame chat is brought to you by UCare.
Thank you, Gino. We're joined by Rocco Baldelli. Game two of a three-game series, Twins and Royals. It's been a dynamic week of baseball here at Target Field. Really hotly contested games. And I don't often go back to last night, but I do want to ask you a little bit to revisit that six-run second, because you had the situation where long inning for Pablo, two quick outs, five pitches, and then here's Carlos Santana. And Danny even mentioned it on the air. He said, Pablo needs a chance to catch his breath. And boy, Carlos really unlocked the door with something as unglamorous as that five-pitch walk.
I like the way that you say that. Carlos went up there. Those are the types of situations that I am thinking about. And Carlos goes up there and he does his job well. I can't tell you he's up there thinking, man, I got to have a six-pitch at-bat. But he just went up there and had a good at-bat. And sometimes a two-out walk is all you need to get things going. And he did his job. We got some guys on base. Willy Castro with a big swing. Then a couple of at-bats later, Royce comes through with the big swing. And you make their guy work really extraordinarily hard to get through that inning. And that turned the entire game around. And we win the game because of maybe Carlos Santana's at bat.
You get a big W. That's what you're looking for every day. Now today you get to come back and try to do it again. Let's talk about Zebby Matthews. Here's a guy that we didn't see in big league spring training games. He's rocketed through the minor leagues, a testament to the player development staff, the scouts, everybody who's put in work with him. And most importantly of all, testament to him and the work he's put in, and he has to be thrilled to be here.
Yeah, it was a very fast ascension for him through the system. But the way that he's proving himself, not just he's pitching good or his ERA is good. I mean, it goes so far beyond that. He has very, very good stuff. He's got a big, strong, durable-looking, tough body on him. He looks like he's built for the part, but he throws he's a really good strike thrower. I mean, we can talk about walk totals, which are basically non-existent for him, but just the number of pitches that he goes right at the opposition with and quality pitches that they have a tough time squaring up or putting the ball in play with, those are great qualities. When you have great stuff, and you can pound the strike zone, you're going to be a successful pitcher to one extent or another. And now he gets his chance to prove himself on a big stage.
Seth Lugo's had a great year. He'll get Cy Young consideration, undoubtedly. We talked about he up to nine pitches maybe. As a hitter, do you have to not think specific pitch? Maybe think, location or how do you approach a guy who throws a whole bag of balls at you?
Yeah, you probably have to look location or speed and then react. And every hitter handles this kind of situation different. There's very few pitchers that are going to be able to throw 7, 8, 9 different, distinctly different pitches that are moving in different ways, that are coming in at a different pace, that are starting in different spots. So it's not an easy task. Obviously, he's been very successful this year, and he's always been a good pitcher, but he's really taken his career to new heights. But it's about having a plan. Even though the plan might be a little more challenging or a little different than most games, you have to go out there with a plan. You can't just go out there saying, I'm just going to look for the ball and try to hit it and try to simplify it that much. There's too much going on out there for that. So let's have a good plan and look in a certain spot and go from there.
Great insight from Rocco Baldelli. Back to the studio.
Yeah, Lugo has been nicknamed the surgeon by Bobby Witt Jr. due to Seth's ability to dissect hitters with 9 different pitches. Lugo's really been stingy when there's runners in scoring position, holding opponents to a 189 average, which is the second best in the majors. Rocco's pregame comments brought to you by UCare. People-powered health plans. We could call Mike Petriello the surgeon with how he slices and dices up numbers for us. We catch up with him next here on your home for Twins Baseball.